Yeah, it's a Therapy Monday. That's what we're calling it here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. And we are going to have, we hope in a little bit, our roundtable segment within this hour. Coming up, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. But they definitely are heading up here. Again, it was a little late entry to the locker room for player availability for the media, so that's kind of dictating that on the schedule. Going to hear from Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, we think in about an hour or so from now. He'll be in hour number two on this show. You can call us, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you as well, and you tweet us at Browns_daily. United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. All right, let's Rob Chudzinski talk with the media today, Nathan. We've been hitting a lot on this point on Brandon Whedon. And one of the questions Chud was asked was, can Whedon be a quarterback that makes everyone around him better?
Yeah, I think he's improved, and he showed that to this point. And ultimately, it has to happen out on the field in the performance and us as a whole. And we all have to be good around the quarterback, and that's the key as well to success.
And he's right. Everybody has to step up their game and allow him to succeed. And one of the things he was asked, given that there have been some changes, obviously, on the line, no Josh Gordon, considering all those changes, does Whedon now have a longer leash?
Well, I don't look at it as a leash. I think that these guys are developing players, and they're learning how to play and how to play in this system. And I expect us to keep getting better and improving. And that's really what the message is all about today with these guys is, you know, let's take what happened yesterday and use it as a positive and then put it past us. And when they walk out of this building in an hour or so here, then we're on to Baltimore.
You know, I like that. I mean, I want the coach to tell me that you're handling this in a way that is addressing what could be a problem if you dwell upon it, right? So you want to avoid that. But I'm walking a fine line between that and him being really unhappy as a lot of others are, and as angry as a lot of others are about this game. I don't doubt for a second that he feels great, you know, a great sense of disappointment and anger and frustration over what took place. Be true to who you are, and I don't think he's going to be very demonstrative about that, as maybe some other coaches might be. But I think some people want to hear him say, okay, and we'll talk about this with Chud when he's on the show a little bit later, want to hear him say, you know, how mad he is about this and how the changes are going to be drastic and we're going to fix this thing right now. And I think if he did that, in his mind, it would come off as a panic rather than, look, these are the things that are wrong. We've got to fix them. We're going about fixing them. We move on to Baltimore.
That's what you got to do. There are no other options here. I mean, let's be honest. There's no leash on Brandon Whedon. If at the end of the year the determination is made that this organization is going in a different direction for its long-term future at quarterback, that will be made then. Brandon Whedon, let's see what he does. To me, the biggest test for Brandon Whedon, and we talked about this, you know, we both think that this Baltimore Ravens game is going to be very difficult after they were pretty much humiliated on national television on Thursday night, and now this is their home opener, and they will be out for revenge. But to me, when we see how this team looks against Minnesota in week three in a controlled environment in terms of nature, being inside a dome, you get Josh Gordon back. That's going to tell me a lot more about where I think the team's going to go for the final 14 games of the season than what we saw in week one. And I may be overstating the importance of Josh Gordon to this offense, or maybe I'm not, but to me, that's a massive deal. Does it absolve Brandon Whedon and the rest of the team for everything that happened in this game against the Miami Dolphins? Absolutely not. But at the same time, it is pretty important.
It's really important. There's no question. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We're looking to talk with Tom Withers, also from the Associated Press. It will be our roundtable. We'll get it together and talk about yesterday's game and talk about where the Browns go from here. Gerard Cherry will also be joining us a little bit later in this show as well. I want to hear from him, regular on this show. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.